Welcome to Apostrophe Cast. As spring begins, we bring you Amina Kane. Like the season itself, Kane's work is by turns beautiful and sexual, then suddenly harsh and cold. Every sentence seems to evoke a familiar world of confusion and disappointment, giving way to a much stranger world of promise and mystery. Please enjoy A World Reborn in the short story Black Wings by Amina Kane.
Black Wings. I want to know what it is like to be asexual. I read an article about the asexual movement and asexual rights, and though I feel like a sexual person, I crave something else. In the mornings, I sit down to think, but there's something that gets in the way, and I think it might be everybody else's sexualities. I've met someone and asked him if we can just read books together. To my surprise, he has agreed. It is hot and humid tonight, and we are reading Lolita. After we read for a while, we take a bike ride, and when we are tired, we get off our bikes and sit against a concrete wall. From where we sit, I can see a small part of the ocean. This is what I think about the whole time we are sitting against the wall. Not other people's sexualities, not Lolita, but about this small piece of the ocean. Against the concrete wall, we begin to read again. And though I don't still think only of the ocean, it begins to enter the story of Lolita. I become aroused at certain points in the book. I hold his hand when this happens, and I think he can feel through my hand. A pair of black wings are left on the sidewalk in front of my house. At first I like seeing them there, as if someone has tried to communicate something to me. Later, they are ominous, and I wonder what this person is trying to say. They are the size a woman would have if she had wings. Maybe a woman who was at a party was wearing them, and when she got tired of carrying them on her back, she left them here. I see someone I used to know, and she tells me she is sorry she was ambivalent when we were having a relationship. "Why are you telling me this now?" I ask. She says she doesn't know. We are standing next to a pilot who is talking on his cell phone. Afterwards, he walks with me along the hot streets. No one is outside, except in one yard, where a group of people are playing badminton. "Don't worry. Everyone is ambivalent," the pilot tells me. "I was ambivalent towards my wife." I'm not worried. She'll regret it. The plants here are filled with water. The pilot touches one. I know. My boyfriend and I kiss for the first time. Sometimes I feel like a piece of grass that is so weak it falls forward, or a computer someone has just dropped on the ground. One night the pilot calls me and says he is walking next to the ocean. He will fly to China early in the morning. "Where are you?" he asks. "I'm also near the ocean." The waves break over a concrete wall. "Are you still sad?" When I get home, my boyfriend is leaning against my gate, waiting for me. He tells me a story about his day. "I saw a woman drop her child," he says. "Did you do anything?" "No." "Did you want to?" We stand against the gate, then go inside the house to read. I sit on the couch, listening to his voice. It is difficult for me to concentrate, even though he is at a good passage. He reads one sentence, and then I hear it again and again. "Last night, we sat on the piazza, the Hayes woman, Lolita, and I." I get up out of my body and walk around every part of the room. I asked the woman who was ambivalent towards me if she would ever want to own a horse, and she said no. But in my mind, I had seen her riding a horse in a field. I never told her I saw her like this. "How do you see me?" I asked her. "What do you mean?" "When you think about me, I just think that you're you." "But what is that? A person? A woman?" It's dark. I close the shutters and lie down on my bed on top of the sheets. My boyfriend is still reading, and now I hear very clearly what he says. Should I keep going? Just a little while longer. Every move I make is bigger than it really is. If I move my leg, there is something strange about it, and everyone is able to see. He lies down next to me on the bed, and when he moves, he looks strange. His arm falls away from his shoulder. I think about my boyfriend while I am in the bathtub, or when I am lying on my couch. I am always surprised at how long I can think about him. It doesn't seem healthy to think about him for a whole afternoon, especially since I see him every day. Once, when I was in China, I lay on a bed all day thinking about someone. Mostly when I was there, I swam in a river, but on that day I lay around in bed. That night, I got up and walked around the town. It was hot, and I didn't know anyone, and though it was a small town, it was very crowded. I walked through those crowds, sometimes stepping into a small shop, until I eventually made my way to the river. There, I saw many young couples standing next to each other in the moonlight. The couples watched the water or yelled to their friends. I thought briefly of the person I had been thinking about that day, but I didn't want to think of another person anymore. It had exhausted me. In China, I was around people every day, though I wasn't with them. When I took a walk in a secluded place, I would run into several others walking on the same path. One evening, I walked through an area that had been mined. There was an explosion. I thought it was me someone wanted to blow up because the explosion was so close. A few minutes later, I was around lots of people again. At an internet cafe, I emailed one of my friends to tell him what had happened. I also told him about the river and the many small peaks surrounding the town. Then I looked around the room. Everyone was typing so quickly. When I closed my eyes to listen, the sound of typing was loud and fast. I do everything slowly. When I'm supposed to get work done, I lie around and think of someone. I watch things blow along the street. That is why I want to be asexual. I am focused on the wrong things. If I am inside, sitting next to an open window, I hear a dog bark, and it sounds like everything I wish I were. Something pure. Something honest. It makes me sad I am so diluted. When I read a book, I am thinking of the ocean. When I look at the ocean, I am thinking about the book. I want to just look at the ocean. One night, I hear something. When I go outside, I see two women fighting in the street. One of them is punching the other in the face. The woman who is being hit has blood on her face, and the other woman has blood on her hand. I've never seen a fight before. The woman who has blood on her hand looks up at me. I look at her. I watch them fight again. I keep that fight with me no matter what I do. Even when I am reading Lolita with my boyfriend, I close my eyes and think about those women. What's wrong? He asks. I saw a fight. Between who? Two women. It made me a different person. He sets the book on the floor. What kind of person? A weird one. I walk by the ocean and think of nothing but the ocean. I put my hand in the waves and feel nothing but the waves, but it doesn't last. I try to make it last. The water is green and clear, heavy with salt. On the beach, a teenager is walking around with a video game close to his face. We are the only ones here. The game is small and black, and the sun reflects off of it onto the water. I ask my boyfriend if he likes Lolita, and he says yes. I ask him if he imagines Dolores Hayes. Yes. Do you imagine me? Sometimes. But you made it clear that you only want to read books together, so I try not to. He hasn't even tried to have sex with me. What if I want you to imagine me? I thought you were asexual. I look at him. I don't know what I am.
Please join us on April 9th for Porchista Kakpur.